A culture, not a tyrant. We almost didn't include this chapter in the book. On the one hand, the good-to-great companies became more disciplined than the direct comparison companies, as with Wells Fargo in contrast to Bank of America. On the other hand, the unsustained comparisons showed themselves to be just as disciplined as the good-to-great companies. Based on my analysis, I don't think we can put discipline in the book as a finding, said Eric Hagen, after he completed a special analysis unit looking at the leadership cultures across the companies. It is absolutely clear that the unsustained comparison CEOs brought tremendous discipline to their companies, and that is why they got such great initial results. So discipline just doesn't pass muster as a distinguishing variable. Curious, we decided to look further into the issue, and Eric undertook a more in-depth analysis. As we further examined the evidence, it became clear that, despite surface appearances, there was indeed a huge difference between the two sets of companies in their approach to discipline. Whereas the good-to-great companies had level 5 leaders who built an enduring culture of discipline, the unsustained comparisons had level 4 leaders who personally disciplined the organization through sheer force. Consider Ray McDonald, who took command of Burroughs in 1964. A brilliant but abrasive man, McDonald controlled the conversations, told all the jokes, and criticized those not as smart as he, which was pretty much everyone around him. He got things done through sheer force of personality, using a form of pressure that came to be known as the McDonald vice. McDonald produced remarkable results during his reign. Every dollar invested in 1964, the year he became president, and taken out at the end of 1977 when he retired, produced returns 6.6 times better than the general market. However, the company had no culture of discipline to endure beyond him. After he retired, his helper minions were frozen by indecision, leaving the company, according to Business Week, with an inability to do anything. Burroughs then began a long slide, with cumulative returns falling 93% below the market from the end of the McDonald era to 2000.